Hi, and welcome back. It's been a while, but it's because, I moved from Vegas to Cali, and here I am. So, the reason why today I decided to do a podcast is because I wanted to share something with all of you. Now, as you all know, you have not heard of my testimony, but one of these days I promise to make a podcast out of it and share it with all of you. But you've heard bits and pieces of it, but there's still more to the story, and I'm waiting for the right time. But starting today's podcast, I want to share something that has something to do with certain people. A couple of months ago, or I think an year ago, I did a podcast about babies, special babies that are born who holds a special place in the world. Now, it's the same thing. The concept is very similar to what I shared in one of my podcasts. But today I want to take a moment to actually talk about the fact that the world is actually held together by normal people like you and I, who have been given special abilities or special, yes, I would call it special abilities, just like how I mentioned about the special abilities the babies, the children of light possess. So these children, when they grow up to be adults, they hold a special place in the world. And the thing is, we think we are all standing by ourselves, or that we're just an individual. But all of us, as individuals, are still connected to each and everyone. You hurt one, you hurt everyone. It's like you bring down one, you bring chaos to the entire world, because it breaks the balance that was supposed to be in check. It's like God's children, or the anointed children, in other words. Well, when you bring down one special children, you bring chaos upon everyone, which goes to prove that we are all interconnected. I mean, you may not know, the person that is a neighbor could be linked to you in a very special way. So it's just like, I'm not saying that just literally like your neighbor is connected to you, but I'm just saying that there are people that you do not know that are connected to you because of this type of abilities. Now, how do I know it? I know it very well because that is also part of my testimony. So, you know, we all have a spiritual family, and the spiritual family is brought to you so that you fulfill what is supposed to be fulfilled on earth by you. So no one is ever by themselves. They're always ready to be surrounded by more. I'm not going to say that you have a legion of people, but it's more than likely like five or a few of them who are chosen to accompany you in your journey on earth. Now, for example, when I say you bring down one, you bring chaos upon everyone, look at the world that we are living in now. It's like COVID was given to us as a time of a warning before everything started turning upside down. There is no such thing called tradition anymore. There is not a traditional marriage. There is not a traditional relationship. Now you see so many different types of marriages, relationships. concepts and everything has changed. And I believe COVID was the turning point. It was like the whole earth was quiet because people were in lockdown. People were locked down in their homes. And yes, it was a scary period of time where you didn't know if you were going to make it or not, or if you're going to get sick, or if you're going to get COVID. But that time frame was the earth or some... It was that period of time where it given to us to reflect, because as soon as COVID lifted, everything turned upside down, right? Like there's a war, the Russian and Ukrainian war, and everywhere in the world there's no peace, it's turmoil. It's just like, it's a different era. We have stepped into a different era. This era, I mean, look, like, even in relationships, like, now it's okay to be bisexual. It's okay to have more than one partner in a marriage. It's okay to have an open marriage. These are weird concepts, but it is a different era. So, like, someone once told me, if you do not move with the time, then you will be considered a fool or considered crazy or considered some type of way, because you no longer have the old way of things have fallen away, and now we are in a different era. So do you see what has happened? It has created a new era. The old era no longer exists. We have stepped onto a different era, an era where there's no tradition and it's okay. The few people, it's like when music started to change, like from cassettes, CDs, iPod, and now finally we are in a era of AirPods. So it's just like that. Now, I just wanted to bring this to light because I do believe that God had a hand in this change, where we are living in the times of the Bible that is said that change is upon us. So it's crucial. I really wanted to take a minute and bring this into the consciousness of, you know, my listeners, or like whoever has the time to learn about this. Like, many people would say, like, oh, what is she talking about? How is there special people with special abilities? Yes, there are people with special abilities. It's not like, oh, it's a supernatural gift, but it is these people, these normal people like you and I. Like, he could even be a janitor, or it doesn't, that's the thing. The world is not held together by a president of the United States. No, it's held together by normal people, regular people. And one of them goes down, everything turns into chaos. How do I know? I know. I wish I can validate these facts, but I'm praying and trying to find solid points where I can bring this upon to the people who wants to know about this, because I believe this is a very important part that people have missed due to people not being able to differentiate supernatural abilities from God-given abilities. Anyways, so if anyone has any questions about what I just shared, please feel free to contact me or go back on my podcast series to the Star Seeds, the children, the Star Seeds, and listen to it one more time, because there's a huge truth to it. They are the children, the type of children that hold the world together. And as the children turn into adults, it's crazy, but it's true. I mean, these are concepts that aren't popular, because it's like, how can you validate these things? But I know by personal experience that these are in fact very, very, very accurate findings when it comes to people and the world and how everything is interconnected. And that's about it. Well, I hope you guys have a great night, and I will be back with more.